Morning. You're currently tuned into Fractal Chambers here on BFF.fm, broadcasting live in the Mission District in San Francisco. Usually during the show, we play a bunch of indie pop tracks and just generally jangly tunes. And I guess the show's no different, except we're playing a bunch of new tracks that have just been released these past few weeks. Also some old ones too, which I guess really solid old ones. Anyways, that last track you just heard was Caroline Says. That was just released yesterday. The track is called Rip Off from the album No Fool Like an Old Fool. That was released off of Western Vinyl Records. And kicking off that set, the very first track you heard was SF local Sunny Smith of Sunny in the Sunsets with his track Pictures of You from his album Rod for Your Love, which is kind of a, in my opinion, a gross album name, but you do you, Sunny Smith. That was released off of Easy Eye Sound, which is actually a record label of the one of the lead members of the Black Keys, who, Dan Auerbach, however you pronounce his last name. And this whole album was actually released and also produced by him. Really solid stuff. And a shout out to SF Locals, still kicking it. We have some other tracks from SF bands later on in this hour. Anyways, for the next hour, you're gonna hear probably a lot more post-punky and electronic-y stuff, but more like minimal or city poppy stuff. Anyways, I'm gonna keep the music going. I was just let you guys listen to it instead of telling you about it. Up next, you're gonna hear Nap Eyes with Roses off of their new album I'm Bad Now. Thank you so much for tuning in, and I hope you enjoy.
Somebody sent you roses. dress to Jameson, yes she does. Listen to excuses. Be a fool and break your heart.
He knows her reputation, but that's no consolation. This boy can't help but love this girl.
Thanks for tuning in. You're listening to Fractal Chambers here on BFF.fm, best frequencies forever, broadcasting live in the Mission District in San Francisco. That last track you just heard is kind of SF-centric. That was Solid Space with their track Tutti Lo Sanno off of their album Space Museum. And I guess the reason why I consider them to be like kind of local is that this album was originally released in the UK in 1982 by In Phase Records, but recently SF Favorites, or at least one of my favorite record labels in the city itself, Dark Entries, has picked it up and reissued it, and now it's readily available. I don't know if it's around the world, but it's readily available, reissued, and has some really solid quality cuts. Dark Entries is based out of Tenderloin, and I think they have a record store, RS94109, whatever their zip code is. And yeah, they do a bunch of really solid, their whole premise is they do reissues from a lot of minimal synth post-punk tracks from the 80s and earlier. And they also are starting to do more, like, recent issues. Like, they recently released Flesh World's newest album. Really solid folks. Really solid releases as well. Anyways, that was Solid Space with Tutti Lo Sanno. Originally released in 1980 by In Phase Records. Phase with a Z. I think that track itself was... it was made by a pair of two musicians who met when they were 11 and ended up just constantly working on some projects together. And it wasn't until they were about 20 years old that they released this full-on EP or LP, and that was Space Museum. Anyways, prior to Solid Space, you heard Shopping with Shave Your Head. That's off of their a track off of their latest album, The Official Body, that was released by Fat Cat Records. Shopping features members of Golden Girls with three R's, which is, like, in my opinion, a badass name. They were, like, master of vocal harmonies, and now Shopping is, like, a master of fantastic bass lines. That album, The Official Body, was produced by Edwin Collins of Orange Juice, and which is crazy because, I guess, Small World, or maybe not so Small World, and Edwin Collins is, like, one of my indie pop heroes, one of the forefathers of indie pop in the Scottish world back in the 80s, and he's, like, still kicking it, which is exciting. Anyways, if you're into Shopping, they are playing this Thursday at the Rickshaw Stop alongside Lithics and The World, and I believe it's an all-ages show, so you guys should come out. You have no excuse. All right, prior to that, you heard Nap Eyes with Roses off of their album I'm Bad Now, released by Paradise of Bachelors. And these guys are from Nova Scotia, and this album was released on March 9th. Anyways, gonna keep the music going. Up next, we have Porches, which the album The House has been on heavy rotation for me for the past few weeks. Got to see them live the other week. Really good stuff. Anyways, this is Goodbye by Porches. Thank you so much for tuning in, and I will see you soon.
I feel it move, I feel it ache. It's sad to see how much you changed. I slip into a cold lake. Now I just feel it slip away. Softer as I start to sing, the trees were set in orange sky. It is so sad to say goodbye.
destroy my mind before I destroy my heart. Won't bury me in shame, won't let it tear me apart. Oh, ha, 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 ha. Some love comes drifting through. Oh, ha, 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 ha. Living it on you, living it on, living it on. May our love grow. Leveling hands, leveling hands.
Hey there! Welcome back. Ah, it's a bit loud. You're currently tuned into Fractal Chambers here on BFF.fm. Best frequencies forever. My name's Clementine. This show is Fractal Chambers, playing a bunch of kind of post-punky and like electronic-y music. I don't know. I don't really. I guess some pop music. I guess it's usually the same things you usually hear around these parts. Anyways, just gonna tell you what you just heard. That was The Art Museums with When Amber Melts. That was off of their album Rough Frame. That was their first full release off of Woodsis Records, released in 2010. They were, and I guess they're like kind of a Slumberland band by proxy. Their last release prior to breaking up was a Slumberland 7-inch, which is a bummer because it's like, one, it's really exciting to hear a Bay Area band doing exciting things that isn't just garage, I guess. No offense, Oakland. Anyways, it's great band, great stuff, exciting that we have a relic, an archival relic of theirs, that album Rough Frame by Woodsis. Anyways, prior to that, you heard Yukihiro Takahashi with Inai Kairaitai, which is off of the album Only When I Laugh, released by TENT. That was originally released in 1986, and it is a side project of the main drummer behind Yellow Magic Orchestra, based out of Japan. Really, really solid stuff. I guess a natural progression to this type of music, like, I guess, like, the show has a natural progression towards this type of music. It's, I guess, this genre stems from city pop, or rather, it's like, it is considered city pop or a response to that in the late 70s or so, like there's this genre called in Japan that popped up called city pop, which with the booming economy, there were a bunch of folks driving around the city in like fast cars and needed music to needed some mood music alongside their city rides, city drives. And I think that's where a lot of Japanese pop or electronic music has stems from. Really, really soothing, fantastic music. Very not unlike the pop music that we usually hear on this show. And prior to that, you heard New York-based Gift Wrapped with their song Current Expulsion. That's off of their newest, latest album, Losing Count, that was released off of Catcher Tracks. I think it was released on March 2nd, so it's like a couple weeks ago. It's super duper post-punky. It kind of reminds me of early Catcher Tracks, like early Blank Dogs, which is Mike Sniper / Catcher Tracks lead founder's band. Yeah, it's really cool to see that record label kind of going back to the roots and less alongside the typical like stuff they release. I mean, solid record label, most of the releases are really good. Anyways, kicking off that set, you heard Porches with Goodbye off of their latest album, The House, that was released by Domino Records. It's been on my... That album has been on my heavy rotations list for the past few weeks. Really solid electronic-y, like, pop music. Also, like, kind of heartbreaking. I only realized that I only just made the connection that this was a... I guess it's considered a breakup album between him, Aaron Main, and Greta Klein of Frankie Cosmos. I guess they were like a beautiful indie couple, and now they make beautiful music separate from one another, which I guess I have no qualms against. It's a really solid album. I got to see him live a couple weeks ago. I didn't realize how... I guess when you listen to music in your headphones, you don't realize like how much bass or like how dancey it is. You're just listening to it and just like absorbing the melancholy of it. But at the show, there are just a bunch of people really, really into it. It felt like it was music from a soundtrack of Requiem of a Dream in like a good way, not a creepy way. Anyways, that aside, I'm gonna keep the music going. Up next, you're gonna hear a track by The Spook School based out of Glasgow, and with their track While You're Sleeping. Thank you so much for tuning in, and I hope you enjoy.
What it was. personal catastrophes, while reading books like Being Mortal, all with the look in their eyes. And I remember still feeling like no one can understand. No, my devastation is unique. But people get cancer and die. People get hit by trucks and die. People just living their lives get erased for no reason, with the rest of us watching from the side. And some people have to survive and find a way to feel lucky to still be alive. Fell apart, how the person I loved got killed by a bad disease out of nowhere for no reason, and me living in the blast zone with our daughter and etc. I made these songs, and then the next thing I knew I was standing in the dirt under the desert sky at night outside Phoenix at a music festival that had paid to fly me in to play these death songs to a bunch of young people on drugs, standing in the dust next to an idling bus with Skrillex inside and the sound of subwoofers in the distance. I had stayed up till 3 talking to Wiseblood and Father John Misty about songwriting in the backstage bungalows, eating fruit and jumping on the bed like lost children, exploding across the earth in a self-indulgent, all-consuming wreck of ideas that blot out the stars. To be still alive felt so absurd. People get cancer and die. People get hit by trucks and die. People just living their lives get erased for no reason, with the rest of us averting our eyes. When I was leaning on Skrillex's tour bus, waiting for the hotel shuttle in the middle of the night, I barely knew who I was. I looked up and saw Orion wielding a club and a shield, and there you were again, majestic. Dead wife. As my grief becomes calcified, frozen in stories and in these songs I keep singing, numbing it down, the unsingable real memories of you and the feral eruptions of sobbing. These waves hit less frequently. They thin and then they are gone. You are left this merchandise. This is what my life feels like now. Like I got abruptly dropped off on the side of the road in the middle of a long, horrible ride in a hot van that was too full of confident, chattering dudes. And the sound of tires receding. say now only.
Hey guys, thank you for tuning in to the final moments of Fractal Chambers here on BFF.fm. You just heard a really beautiful track from Mount Eerie. That was the title track off of his latest album, Now Only, released off of his own record label, PW Avram and Son Limited. It's a really beautiful track in response. It's like a follow-up EP to his previous album last year or 2 years ago, A Crow Looked at Me. And this time he, like, makes a reference to playing at the Forum show, Forum, like, music festival in Phoenix, which was, I think, Skrillex was headlining that show, and he talks about that really surreal experience. And one of the things I really love about Avram is that a lot of his songwriting, he references really real events that have happened, not just like fictionalized or like metaphoricalized phrases. And it just like really, he just like really opens it up, and you could really imagine yourself there. And yeah, I'm such a big fan. His songwriting is very beautiful, and this track itself is beautiful yet very, very, very morbid. And I don't know, I'm really excited about this EP just because there are a lot of tracks that he's played. I had a chance to see him live the other, like, a couple years ago, and maybe it was 2 years ago. He was playing some of these tracks that were pre-released, that weren't released yet, and it's nice to be able to hear them and, I don't know, feel his music, and I don't know, that sounds really... Anyways, great album, great musician, funny guy, morbid guy, all-around fantastic person, and songwriter. Prior to that, you heard Swimsuit with At the Falls. That was released maybe about half a decade ago from Speaker Tree Records. Swimsuit features Fractal Chambers' favorite, Fred Thomas, aka member of Saturday Looks Good to Me and Failed Flowers. And kicking off that set, you heard The Spook School with While You Were Sleeping. I'm gonna leave you guys with another City Pop track with Harumi Hosono with his track Sportsman off of his album Philharmonic that was released in 1986. Thank you so much for tuning in, and I hope you enjoy. Have a good weekend.
Cause I count the bite. I'll be a good sport. Under the floodlights.